Rav of Rav Yosef. Damri Tarvayu. Loikasvina Meidah El Amanda Loikayasvina. There's something called the Meidah. The word Meidah comes from a Lashon of Yediyah, serving notice. A Meidah is a shtar where you serve notice that what's about to happen was under duress. That's what a Meidah is, and a Meidah is a common idea in Shas. It's interesting, yesterday I mentioned that there's something called the Kinyan Udisa. I said, I don't know if it's mentioned anywhere in Shas besides Perek Hazav. So then last night I was learning Daf Kuf Mem Tes, and the Gemara mentions it there. It's hard to say that something is only one place in Shas. But Meidah, I know, is all over Shas. The idea of a Meidah is that you serve notice ahead of time that something that's happening is happening under duress and that you don't need it. So what's a typical Meidah? You go over to two people beforehand. You're not mafarsim it because the whole problem is that there's going to be the other person is going to has some blackmail or some threat to you. So you tell them shtila heit that what's about to happen is under duress, and I want to be moisa meidah to you. So later on, I can take you to Bezdin, and I can prove that what I did was not ritzayni hatay. So the Gemara says, like Kasvina Maidah, Alamanda Loitzayas Dina. Rabbi Rav Yosef say, 1 minute. You're going to come to Eidim and tell him, I'm being forced to do this and this. If the person is a Tzayas Dina, so you take him to Bezdin. What are you going to Eidim? So, like Kasvina Maidah, Ela Amanda Loitzayas Dina, because if someone is a Tzayas Dina, we have an umdina that you're lying. How could you say such a thing? How could you say that you're being forced? It's not emes. If you're being forced, go to Bezin. You won't be forced. So Fred Tysus and the bottom Tysus, what are you talking about? What's the case? There are two types of Meidah. There's a Meidah and Get Umatana. Get and Matana are similar in that the person, it's totally up to one side to do it or not to do it. A get or a matana, if I don't want, I don't have to do it. A mecher, there are two sides to a mecher. So the Gemara is going to say that by get and matana, you don't even have to know that he's being forced. You believe him. Because if he obviously doesn't want to give it, why is he giving it? Must be he's being forced. So every get and matana, there's an umdana, he's being forced. So fractisvis, my daughter the may, either get in or matana, give him also who the vada you want is Bishaminyan, Shinyachalov Lebez. Taisus asks, the Gemara can be talking about a get or a matana, because the get or matana itself is an umdana that he is being forced. So why does it help you? Your Tayas Dina is an umdana that he's not being forced. Must be he's being forced, it makes no sense. It's a gin losabal. Elamai is talking about mecher. That's the lashon of the Rashba. The Pashup Shat is certainly the way Tosfos learned Gimel Mosa Ba'alma, and the way all the Rishonim learned is that it's an umdana that he's an einus, because by Geru Matana, if he wasn't an einus, why would he give it if he doesn't want to give it? So, male, if you're Moshe Medar in front of Eidim, the Eidim have an umdana that it's true, that what you're saying is true. They don't have to know it. They don't have to know the Einus.
They have to write it. They have to write it. Like a Sri Moshe Medar, they might go that you just close that and you have to write it.
But the point, though, is that that we have an umdana that it's true. The point Tysus is making is that by Gitu Matara, it must be it's true. or else he just wouldn't give the get in the matana. If he's saying, I'm being forced, it must be it so. Because if he doesn't want to give it, why is he giving it? A get in a matana, he has no ulterior reason to give it. So a get in a matana, there's an undina that it's true. Your eidim don't have to know it's true. The Sai Bazai, why does it help Yatayas Dina? Elamai, you're going to say, he's talking by a zvini, by a sale. So that's also shreya. The way Tosis asks is that if it's talking by a sale, the Gemara should have said, Ha'amar Rava, like it says in the Amid Beis, like Hasvina Maida Azvini. But Tosis really could have asked, and it's really maybe included in his kasha, that if it's talking by a sale, if it's talking by a sale, you have to know the, you have to know he's an oinus. If it's talking by a sale, you have to know it's an oinus. And if you know it's an oinus, so what does it mean if he's a tzayas dina, he's not an oinus? This is the way the Ramban and the Ritzvah is the kasha, that if it, it can't be talking by Zvini. Because by Zvini, we don't write a medah anyway, unless the Edom observe that it's an oinus. They know for sure it's an oinus. So if they don't know for sure it's an oinus, we don't write. So it must be they know for sure. So if they know for sure, what's the difference if he's a tzayis dino or not? So Mamana Shachit Shver, what's the case that this Gemara is talking about? So the easiest pshat of the Ramban and the Ritva, that if I said yesterday, they have two ways of learning, but the easiest way is to learn that the Edom know he's an oinus. They taka saw he's being forced. But nevertheless, it's a tayas dina. Why is he lamaisa? Why is he selling it? Why isn't he taking to Bezdin? Why is he giving it? Why isn't he taking to Bezdin? Must be that in his mind, it's not worth the hassle. And he's saying, you know what? Let me do it already. He's being forced. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef HaSeg. He is being forced. But if he's being forced, he has an out. He can go to Bezdin. Why is he doing it? It must be he feels, you know what? Not worth the hassle. Let me do it already. I'll give the matana. I'll give the get. And shine. It's sort of an undina. Then at the bottom line, he has a way out. And he's being maskim to that which he's being forced to do. It's a haskama even when we see he's being forced. That's the chiddush. What? He's going to, because he's being maisa meida, he's going to eventually have to go. What they say is, the fact that he's not going right now shows that right now it's just it's not worth the whole hassle for him. He wants to do, he's doing it. Why is he being Maisa Meidah? It's like the Rashbam said later, maybe he'll go later. He's thinking now I'll like the Rashbam says by Zvini, now I'll get the money and then later on I'll give the money back and I'll use the money in the meantime. But then right now he wants to do the Zvini. So he's figuring, you know what, they're forcing me, but it's Kedai for me. I'll do it. Later on, I'll try to get it back. At any rate, Abai and Rava disagree, and we pass the Navada like Abai and Rava, that may tavayu afili olaiva olecha, that even olaiva olecha, we are tzayis dina, you could also be maisa meidah. Why don't you go to Bezdin? So we have two pshatim in the Rishayinim. Why don't you go to Bezdin? The Rashbam says, ain't Bezdin mezumin miyad. He's not going to Bezdin, it must be that there's no Bezdin available. Now, he's not always, you know, you call for an appointment, it takes a while. There's no Bezdin Mizumimiya. The Ramban and the Mukhi Yosef say that even someone who's a Tzayas Dina, you never know. You never know if you step into Bezdin, if he's really going to listen to you or not listen to you. So, Mimela, there's no Umdina of a Tzayas Dina. Amrin Hardoi, call my da, the layadina, the like siva bayanon, yadina bayvon, so the plan yalab my da. Now, do I say you have to know? When do you have to know? So the Gemara says, my da demai, idikito de matanta, give no saba almihi. So you don't have to know by getting matana. Vidizvini, amarava like a svina my da. We're going to get back to Ha'amar Rava, what the Shaka Vatari is. The Gemara answers is Taka talking by Zvini, you come to the Pardisa. What comes out from Pashat Pshat in the Gemara? The Maestad Pardisa we'll get to tomorrow. But the Pashat Pshat in the Gemara comes out the following rule. By a get or a matana, it is not necessary to know that he's an inus. If someone comes to you and he says, I'm being forced, you don't have to know it. All you can do is write it right away, write a shtar. If it's a get or a matana or a mechila, someone's being forced to be meichel something. Any case where he's not getting anything, he's just giving, any such case, you don't have to know. By mechira, mechira is different. By mechira, Nardoya is saying, it has to be a nan yadin and label. And say, if you don't know he's an inus, you don't write a shtar meida. Why? He may be lying. Could be he's not being forced. Just he wants to play shtick to get the money. He's going to pretend he's selling it, get the money, use the money for 2 months. And 2 months later, he'll give the money back, he'll get his field back, so he'll say, I was my Sinaida. So this is the bottom line of the sugya, which is not going to change. We're going to have to understand why the Gemara brings Maisa de Perdisa. I mean, Agav, what you see from Maisa de Perdisa, and all the Rishonim say, is that an einus doesn't have to be a threat of bodily harm. It doesn't have to be unsa de gufa to be an einus. Even unsa de mamayna, if someone blackmails you that he's going to hurt you, that's sicher an einus. What if he blackmails you that he's going to steal money from you? Is that an einus? So the Ramban, and again the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva all say that the story of Maisa de Perdisa is meant to show that even unsa de mamayna is also an einus. But this is the bottom line, is that every Maidah, every Shtar Maidah is written. If it's on Zini, it has to be Adin on Unsay. You can't take his word for it. You have to, now how do you know Unsay? By Pardisa. That we're going to talk about tomorrow. You have the Ben Chananel and the Shulchan Aruch. You have a Machlaitis Rishayim, how Yadin on Unsay works. But for today, you have to know that there's an Einis. You don't have to know. And here, we stop and try to understand how my dog works and why it works. And by extension, how bittul my dog works as well. Now, the concept of bittul my dog is not mentioned in the Gemara here. If you look into the Rashbam, now if you look into the Rashbam, the end of the narrow lines, 5 lines before the end of the narrow lines, Rashbam brings a chiddush based on a Gemara in Erechin. B'shemhachi tekinu begitin the loylichtiv gita achi avatul habal kol maidoi shemasa. Because of this Gemara, we have a tachon that before a husband gives a get, he's mevatul any maido. B'kachu mafurish berechin perikoyim and mishkali alai. Omer of sheishes haiman demaser maido agita maidoi maido. If somebody's maisa maida, then I'm giving the get under duress. It's a good maida, pshita. My tria da achye va'artze, maldite. Kivin da artze betulei batle maida. I don't think since you're marat to him, it's a bitle maida, kamash malan. Ad da omar betalte. Ad da omar betalte. But if he says a bitle, it's good. So, we have to understand what this means, a bitul maidah. You take a person who's being forced to give a get, and you tell him, I want you to be mevatel any maidah that you did. And you'd have him say the words, I'm mevatel all previous maidahs. It's a little hard to understand how a bitul of maidahs works. If he's being forced, his maisa maidah is being forced. He's being forced on the Maidah too. Taisus later on Daf Mem Ches says what I told you yesterday. What happens if a person, before he gives a get, he goes in front of Eid and he says, I'm Maisa Maidah, that the get is forced, and that the Bitl Maidah is forced? So, okay, that works. You're Maisa Maidah, that the Bitl Maidah is also forced. So, what do we do? So we tell you, before you give the get, be mevatel the maidah, and the maidah, and the maidah. Zoktaisvus, this is on Memchesam and Beis. He says, Kuntris hevi el, he brings our Rashbam. says, "Afilo Amar b'shas meida kol ma she'evatol lo yehi bittol einay klum the makamakin lebesayif k'shemevatol kol ma she'amar mekaidim l'kei yehi mevatol." Taisus there is a taisus there Amar Rava, which goes on really on Agamara. Rava holds three of his oven svina zvini. So taisus brings our Gemara, and then at the end of the taisus he brings this idea on the top of Memches Amid Beis, that not only can you be Mevatel Meidah, but you can be Mevatel all the Meidahs on Meidahs. At Seif Kala Ayolam. And that works. It works at least by Zvini. So we have at least Taisa Shita, and that's the way we're Noyig. I'm not sure how Sfaradim are Noyig, because Rav Shimon brings that the Rambam argues with this whole idea of being Mevatel all the Meidois, and the Meidois to Meidois. So I'm not sure how the Sfaradim go. They go with the Rambam Shita and the Mechabes Shita. But at least Lididan, we go with Taisvis, and the Rosh is the same thing. And the Ramah Paskin is this way, that you could be Mevatel to Meidah, and the Meidois are the Meidois. Like we said, Atzayif Kol Ha'Olam, and the Mele works. So one thing we have to understand is how Bittul Meidah works. There's a second Inyan that Rav Shimon is coming to be Mevar. And that's also in the Rashbam here. As a matter of fact, it's the next two lines in the Rashbam. The third wide line. Rashbam talks about what happens if someone is Meisa Meidah, and it's baloney. He goes to Eidim and he tells Eidim, "I'm Moisa Meidah, that I'm about to do this get or this mechira, and I'm being forced." And it's not true. So Tochen, he comes at the end, and he comes to Bezdin with his Meidah, and they ask him, "Was it true?" He says, "No, it wasn't true. I just didn't want to sell it. So I was Moisa Meidah that I'm being forced, I pretended I'm being forced, and really I attacked it, just sold it because I wanted to get the money in the meantime. But I was Meisa Meidah that I don't mean it." Does such a Mesiris Meidah, phony Mesiris Meidah, does it work on that? So this again is a Machlokes Rishayim. The Rashbam says, "Dafka Meidah Shiyesh Ba'ainis, Avo B'loy Ainis, Yitam V'amar Get She'esa, Lo Yei Get, Ein Zeh Bittul." Rishbam says, if it's not a true, if it's not emes, it's not a meidah. The Rosh here in Astogia in Simcha Beis, the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh doesn't say that you're supposed to do it in the first place. He says, if you already did it, you're meisa meidah, and it was baloney, it works. L'chayritz devarim she'en lahem tam. What does it mean? You could be Maisa Meidah where it's not even emes, it didn't even happen. It's the whole din of Meidah is itself a chiddush. But now to say a Meidah where the whole Meidah is fake, very, very hard to understand. It says Chafes and Islamic base in the Rosh. What?
It's not the Levite Shabbos that did the Mechira. He only wants to finagle the guy's money out of him. So he never had a mind for a Mechira.
And then he went and he did a Mechira.
But he didn't really do a Mechira. He only did a Mechira to get the guy's money out of his hands for a while.
No, but the time he did the Mechira, it wasn't a Mechira?
No, because he had a mind. Obviously, he had a mind that he just wants the guy's money for the time being.
So that's what the Rosh says, like you're saying. The Mesiris Meidah has nothing to do with being forced. It only has to do with the fact that I don't mean it. That's his Lashon. Afilim Yedua Hadavah, Shaisim Meidah, Shemasa Bifnayedim, Devei Sheker Hein. Have my door levatal hamatana. It works to be mevatel the matana. How is that? So he explained the galadaita mesiris meida sheinu nisa matana zu benefesh chafetzu. Showing, I have no gemiras das. Even though he's saying he's a crook, he's doing something he's not supposed to do. He's going over to another person, pretending to sell him something, getting the use of his money. But afal pi kein, so he did something that wasn't straight. But lamaisa, once he did it, it works. That's what the Rush seems to say. So this machlekes, the Rashbam and the Rush, is the second thing Rav Shimon is coming to explain. Again, the idea of bitul meida, the Rashbam and the Rush, and the third thing, he wants to explain the halacha and daf mem ches, which Tosis there says. There's a halacha of tluya v'zav in zvina zvini. I think you're all familiar with the idea that taluya v'zav in zvina zvini. You force somebody to sell something, the sale is a sale. Okay, chayshe mishpat is not. Very often people think that dine mominis goes according to what's fair. That's not true. Dine mominis goes according to the halacha, according to the rules. Sometimes the rules aren't fair. It's funny, I had last night a couple came to me in our neighborhood. They have a shared driveway and there's a basketball court, a basketball pole, which is set in the ground, or maybe not to the garage. On their side, which their neighbors put up, the neighbors have a house full of boys, and they put up a basketball court, and they said they got along all the years, they played basketball there. Now, this couple that came to me, they built an extension to their house, they took the garage into the house. So the garage is part of the house, and they don't want the ball banging against the garage, and people eating supper inside or doing things. Till now, it was an empty garage. So they told the other people, you have to take away the pole. And the other people refuse. They say, what do you mean you refuse? You know, it's my property. I'm going to take it down. So they got into an argument. So gradually, the husband is a Talmud Chacham. The wife, I don't expect, would understand. I asked the husband, you know, there's a cheskes, after 3 years, shechinim that have a right that do something on your property, get a chazaka. You know, you need a mechav if nishnayim. So, you know, like, it didn't dawn on him when he's a Talmud Chacham grader. Once I told him, he realized, you know, you have to look in Shulchan Aruch and see exactly what it says. But Pashkofer Rishayna, it's a, you would think, what do you mean? It's on my property, finished. That's not true, Beshchenim, if you let them use your property together with their property, so then they get a cheskas shchenim. Now, I don't know if it changes if you extend your house. Maybe there's something in halacha that says a difference. You know, we're going to learn the mitzvah. We're going to go to the first parak. We'll learn these halachas. I'm not sure what the din is. Both sides agreed, but they're in 3 weeks for certain reasons. We're going to get together and I'll try to smooth over the differences and try to find some peace between neighbors. But that's a pashut. Halacha, you have to know the state of Chesha Mishpa. Tuliya v'zav in zvina zvini. Most people don't understand, but if you force someone to sell something, the mechira is a mechira. Why? Why is tuliya v'zav? You twist someone's arm behind his back. Now he has to say right, Sammy. If he doesn't say I agree, then it's not a sale. You twist his arm behind his back until he says right, Sammy. But if you do it physically or figuratively, you compel them to do it, so it's a sale. Agavun say gomero makdi. We say that he's taka forced, but because he's forced, he agrees to sell. So Taisus brings, the same Taisus, Amim Chesem and Aleph, that's only Tuluya v'zavin v'zvin v'zvine. But Tuluya v'yahiv, if you force someone to give him atana, then it doesn't work. Davka mecher, avo matana, tuluya v'yahiv loy havi matana. I feel loy masa meida. Even if he wasn't masa meida, if you twist someone's arm behind his back and you force him to give a gift, it's not a gift. For Rav Shimon, I don't understand what's the difference tuluya v'zavin or tuluya v'yahiv. If you twist someone's arm behind his back and force him to sell, what's going through his mind? He says, let's see. I have a reason not to sell because I think this is a good karka, maybe it's a good investment, or I want it. My reason to sell is, first of all, he's twisting my arm behind my back. And second of all, I'm going to get money. So he weighs the pros and the cons, and he says, you know what, it pays for me to sell. So Taluya V'yad, Sabrib Shim, is the same thing. Why shouldn't I give it away? Because I'm losing money. Why should I give it away? Because it hurts. He's twisting my arm behind my back. So he weighs one against the other, and he says, you know what, it's kedai for me to give it away, and he gives it away. So why is Taluya V'zavin Zvin Zvini, and Tlo V'yad is Lo Yelayavi? If you hold that when a person says right side because he's forced, it doesn't mean anything, so it doesn't mean anything by a sale either. And if it does mean something, so what's the difference if it's a matana or it's a zvini? Well, what is the hesber? So why does that matter? By matana, he's doing this, he's getting something that the person is stopping hurting him. That's what he's getting. The person is hurting him. He's getting him to stop by giving him a gift. So if you're going to say that if you do something because the person's hurting me, it's meaningless, I would understand that. But by Taluya V'zavin, he really doesn't want to do it for the money. He says, for the money, he's not willing. For the money, plus, you're not going to hurt me, I'm willing. So if they're not going to hurt me, pushes it over to consider it to be right tzadni. So Shimon is asking, why Taluya V'yahiv, why shouldn't it be the same thing? L'maisa, I'm doing it because I'm forced. Mechaira, not mechaira. It would seem that you need the same amount of das to be makna for matana, to be makna for zmini. You have to be gomer makna. You have to decide to do it. Seem to be the same both in both cases. So Shimon says he is side a chiddush in my da. It's really a two step yisaid. In my da. What is Mesiris Meidah and Achsuki? You can understand two ways. What do you gain? I go over the two Eidim beforehand. What do I gain by telling the two Eidim that you two should know what I'm doing tomorrow, I'm being forced? What do I gain by telling them? You can learn two ways. You could learn it's just a Gilui Milsa. I have to tell the Eidim that they should know it's true. I suppose that's the way you would learn Pashut Pshat. Rav Shimon says it's not correct. The pshat is, if that was pshat and it's a gilui milsa, so for Shimon, then bitul maida wouldn't help. Maida just means I'm revealing the facts. I reveal the facts. What does it mean? I'm a vatal that I revealed the fact. The fact is true. And maida is because later on I won't be believed. So now I have to tell the Eidim, the fact is I'm being forced. If that's what maida is, so then bitul maida makes no sense. How can I be mevatel a fact? The fact is I'm being forced. So now I'm saying I'm mevatel the fact that I revealed before. But the fact is still true. So Rav Shimon, and like I said yesterday, it's the Nesivos and Simon Reish Hei, it's Sifkat Zayin, says the same words. That it Maida works with the lumdis of Asi Dibur u'mevatel Dibur. There's a concept of Osi Dibur and Mavatal Dibur. It's a sugi in the beginning of the third parak in Kiddushin, of Muntes, that words could be Mavatal words. Osi Dibur and Mavatal Dibur. The words of the Maidah are pile. They two wife. The words of Mesiris Maidah make that the words of agreement to give the get, the matana, or the mechira are bottle. The Maidah is Mevatel. Mein Afkemina, Zot Rav Shimon. What happens if I don't say a Maidah? I just tell Eidim, watch. I tell the Eidim, I put the Eidim in a position where they'll see that I'm being forced. That's not a Maidah, he says. Maidah needs Dibur. You have to say, I'm Maisa Maidah, in order for it to work. Now, what are the rules of Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur? So Shimon says the following. He says, normally, if you say one thing, and then you say another thing, You say a third thing. Which one counts? Normally, which one should count? The last one. Normally, whatever you say last is what counts. So, the mashal we have later in the ninth parak, a man is dying. He says, I want to give my house to my wife. He says, no, you know, I want to give it to my son. He says, no, I want to give it to my nephew. So the halacha is, whatever he says last is what counts. We all understand that. Whatever he does last, his final word is his word. Same thing, Rav Shimon brings, tech kedei dibo kedei merdam. If you say the same bracha, then you say the same talumatol of bracha. If you say mashir bracha meir agosh, you say meir atol. If you're changing it from one thing to another, the second dibur is mevatel the first. Osi dibur mevatel dibur means you have two equal diburim. The second dibur is the one, the dibur ha'achrayin is the one that counts. That's the standard rule. The last dibur is what counts. That's why kaifenayim oisay atchiyem eretzani. He says 100 times I don't want, and then you force it till he says I want. So the saying I want is last. OCD, where I'm about to do. Aye, if that's true, if the last Dibur counts, not sure, by Meidah, he was Maisa Meidah on Sunday, and Monday he sold it, so why don't we say the last Dibur is Mevatel the first Dibur, and the agreement to sell it on Monday is Mevatel Sunday's Meidah. So, Rav Shimon, when you have two equal diburim, the second dibur is mevatel the first dibur. However, when one dibur is stronger than the other, the stronger dibur is the one that counts. L'mashal. The halacha is toich kedei dibur kedibur dami chutz mehegdish. What hegdish? I say I magdish this shor. And then I say, I have harata, terkedei dibur. So, by hegdish, you don't say terkedei dibur, kedibur dami. Why not? Because the first dibur, by hegdish, we say, amira la gavaya, kemesira la hegdish. The first dibur has a kayak like a mesira. Dibur la hegdish has a kayak like a maisa. The second dibur is a hegdishika dibur. A hegdishika dibur can't be mevatel a hegdishika dibur. When you have two diburim that are equal, you go basar achre. When the first dibur is stronger than the second dibur, then the first dibur counts. Rav Shimon is mechadish echidish lahalacha. I wrote it as a makar. He's mechadish echidish lahalacha based on this. He says, let's say you say this animal should be a taida. A tekedei dibur, if tekedei dibur you say it should be cholin, doesn't work. A hegdish, you can't take it off tekedei dibur. But if you say I want it to be a taida, and then you say no, let it be a chatos, going from kachin kalim to kachin, or even from one kachin kalim to another kachin kalim. If tekedei dibur, you go from one hegdish to another, so Rav Shimon, asi dibur, mevatel dibur, now they're both equal. On two equal diburim, the second dibur counts. On two unequal diburim, the first dibur counts.
Let's say no, not really my fear.
Come on.
You said the first one, the right thing.
I was thinking about this. We spoke once about this idea that tech kedei dibur kedibur dami works to go from the wrong thing to the right thing. What happens if someone counts Sfira? He says, today is the ninth day of Sfira. The Tekedei Dibur, he says, no, today is the tenth day of Sfira. And really, it's the ninth. His first words were right. Or Shmein Esrei, he says, V'sein Talumotar. Then he says, oh, V'sein Brach. And really, the first ones were right. So I mentioned to you a Chiddush that is printed B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv in one of the Svarim in Hilchas Sfira. But it's actually in the Mishnah Berurah, in Hilchos Brachos in the morning, that if you say a correct dibur, and then you switch for an incorrect dibur, that the correct dibur carries. The Taikinei Diba Kediba Dabi doesn't work to be Mevatel, a correct Diba. According to this, Reb Shimon, it's understood that when you say the second Diba is Mevatel the first, if they're equal. But if the first one is correct and the second one is incorrect, then you don't say the second is Mevatel the first. However, this Reb Shimon is Masber. Just thinking, according to that, you should have a problem still, because let's say someone says in the morning, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Mal B'Sharim. And then he says, Matir, he switches to Matir Asurim. And he didn't say either of them yet. Which one should count, the way we're saying now? The second one. If by Sphira, the first one was right, the second one was wrong. So the first one counts. Why is it they're both right? He says, then he switches to Matir Asur. And he did not yet say either one. If I'm not mistaken, the Mishnah Berurah says that the first one counts. To check it up, I'm pretty sure Mishnah Berurah says the first one counts, because it was correct. It doesn't stem with the way we're explaining now, that the second one counts, except when the first one is stronger. Suzy Yitzhak ready. So then say second by Sphira. It's already. It's not going to change. So then this Hezber of Shem is not needed for it. This Hezber helps. When one is stronger than the other, this Hezber helps.
Okay. It's stronger because it's the right one.
When one is the right one, it's stronger. When they're both right, neither one is stronger. Anyway, this is Reb Shimon's Hezber. Reb Shimon says that that is pshat in Maidah. How does Maidah work? I say what I'm going to do later, I'm being forced. And later you're forced. Why is the first Dibur stronger than the second Dibur? It's like Reb Shimon. Because the first Dibur is Baratzim. The second Dibur is Ba'inis. We only say the second Dibur is stronger than the first Dibur in a situation where they're both equal. But in a situation where the first Dibur is Baratzu, the second Dibur is Ba'inus, the second Dibur is weaker than the first Dibur, it's a Dibur Kalush. A Dibur Kalush is not Mevatel a Mesiris Meidah. Mesiris Meidah, there's a Dibur that's Mevatel what's going to come later. This is Reb Shimon's Hezber of the way the Mesiris Meidah works. The Mesiris Meidah works out Osi Dibur and Mevatel Dibur. Memela, the Rosh is very geschmack. The Rosh says Meidah works even if it's not true. If it's not true, you're being forced. If you say, I'm selling it tomorrow, I'm being forced, and I don't want it to count. The Rosh said even if it's not Emes. Not Emes. Why should a Dover Sheker count? He says, right, he says the same thing. It's because this Dibur is what's Mevatel tomorrow's Dibur. According to the Rashbam, the truth is, Reb Shimon is coming to explain the Rashbam. The Rosh is saying that the first Dibur has the quality of Mevatel, the second Dibur. Rashbam is saying, no. Really, the last Dibur is what counts. The only reason a Meidah works is because the Meidah is Beratzen and the second Dibur is Ba'inus. So that's why the first Dibur outweighs the second Dibur. So for Shimon, if the second Dibur is also Beratzen, if you're lying and it's not true, and tomorrow when you sell it, you're not being forced, you're doing it willingly. So then we say the second Dibur overrides the first Dibur. So Memele Rishbam says if it's Sheker, that the Meidah doesn't help you. Because the Dibur of tomorrow to do the Mechira is stronger than the Mesiris Meidah of today. So this is the way he explains. Yeah, I said he had three kashas. This is the way he explains, first of all, this Rashbam. He explains the Rashbam. The difference, what? The truth is, he doesn't explain the Rash. He explains the Rashbam. Feistai that the Rosh holds that it's a Mesiris Meidah, he accepted. He's coming to explain the Rashbam why it doesn't work. The Rosh holds that today's Dibur is Mevatel tomorrow's Dibur. Does he do Mevatel Dibur? Explain the Rashbam, he's saying, no, it only works when one is stronger than the other. To explain the difference between Tluya V'Yohiv and Tluya V'Zavin, Shimon is Masber, why the truth is the Hezber of Tluya V'Yohiv, Tluya V'Zavin is not tied to Mesiris Meidav. That will hold off at the difference between Tluya V'Yohiv and Tluya V'Zavin, even though he's masquerade here too, but it's not tied, has nothing to do with the Mesiris Meidav. The question is, how does Bittul Meidav work? Bittul Meidav, what's happening? On Sunday, he's Maisa Meidav. On Monday, he's Mevatel his previous Meidavs. The question is, it's two Diburim that contradict each other. And according to our rule, the first Dibur, the Dibur Beratzen, is stronger than the Bittul Meidav, which is Bainus. How could the Bittul Meidav work to override the Mesiris Meidav itself? So that Reb Shimon is Masber with the Knech, this is in Eis Gimel. Reb Shimon says that when two things contradict each other openly, one is a Meidav and one is a Bittul Meidav. When two things openly contradict each other, then the whole thing is bottled. The whole Inyan is bottled. I think what he's referring to in his example, he says, writes very bekitzer, but I think what he's referring to is a case where somebody is mekadish two daughters simultaneously, which is actually a sugya in the Machlekes Abaye and Rava of Kedushin Shemesur Leviyah. In the beginning of the third parak of Kiddushin. But I think Reb Shimon means to say the following. We've spoken many times about cases that are stiris minei ubei, cases which create a cycle that can't be. You know that your wife's sister, Kiddushin is not typhus on your wife's sister. There's no condition types in Ba'arayis. We passed in that Nechai decreases in condition types. If someone is Mekadish, two sisters simultaneously, so it's a stira. Right now, you're not married to anybody. The condition could be Chal. Once the condition are Chal, then they can't be Chal, because simultaneously it's a sister. What do you do in a situation where you're doing something? We minei ubei, there's a contradiction in what's happening. There's a contradiction, we spoke out a number of times, different cases that create cycles that can't be. The whole cycle is a stira minei ubei, right? We had the Yukaina Isurei Ano, right, the Ran's case. If a person picks up an Avodah Zarah off the street. So right now it's an Avodah Zarah of a guy. The guy's allowed to have Ano, it has value, a guy could sell it. Avodah Zarah that a Yid owns has no value. You know how to sell it. So how could you be kind of it? The minute you're kind of it, it's valueless. And a valueless thing, you can't own. You can't do a kinyan on something that has no value. That's the Rajma's rule. You can't do a kinyan on something that has value. So that has zero value, you don't own anything. So the Ran, Tori asked the Kasha, how could you pick up a piece of an Avodah Zarah off the street? The Gemara says, well, Yid picks an Avodah Zarah off from an Aveda, it becomes a Yid. And Emily Bittel, he's Kainit. How can he be Kainit? A Chametz is a Pesach. A Yid buys from a guy. How can he be Kainit? A Chametz is valueless. It can't be Kainit something that's valueless. Tell him, I am not Kainit. If you're not Kainit, then it belongs to the guy. And if it belongs to the guy, then it has value. So you could be Kainit. So this is the Ran's cycle that. What are you doing? You have such a cycle. So Reb Shimon is saying that when you have two things that are contradictions one to the other, they're both bottled. Memeilu, a meidah, and a mesiras meidah, and a bittul of meidahs. Since they're stiris, one I'm a battle the other. This is Reb Shimon's you say the things which are by definition size of one the other. The second is mevatel the first, although the second is weaker. The second is being done, you're forced, and the first one berats. This is Reb Shimon's hesber in Maidah and in Mesiras Maidah. Again, Maidah works because Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. Because I could be Mevatel tomorrow's Kenyan because today's Dibur is stronger than tomorrow's Dibur. And Mesira and Mebitful Maidah works because anytime you contradict two Diburim that contradict each other, or two Maisim that contradict each other, but both are Batel. This is the way Reb Shimon is Masber, this Indian of Mesiras Maidah. Now, the rules that come from this Gemara are the rules of Maidah, Simen Reishei. Tomorrow I want to get to Pardiso, which is Reishei. Which we're going to, Yitzhak Hashem, we're going to spend time on tomorrow, although I want to go invite to also Siv Zayin. There's an Asivis there on Pardisa. It talks about what the Chiddush of Pardisa is. There's one Nakuda that the Ramah says is a Chiddush on Agamar. Agamar's Yisayin is you have no right to write a Maidah and Zvini unless Hananya Dinan Bei Bonsa Deplanya. You can't trust someone. Someone comes to you and he says, I'm being forced. You're not allowed to write a Maidah. Unless you know he's being forced. By get the Matana, you could do it because you do know. Otherwise, why is he writing? Why is he giving it? By Mechira, you should know, you're not allowed to write such a shtar. You can't write a shtar. Somebody will think, I'll write the shtar and we'll go to Bez and we'll figure out if it's a good shtar. So the Gemara now. Call my dog, like Sibbe, and Anya Dina Rebonsa, la my dog. So the Ramah. What happens if someone did write such a shtar, my dog? Two Aiden wrote, Pliny was Megalitas, he's selling it Shalai Baraz. Now we come to Bezna. So Bezna asked Aiden, did you know? They said, I don't know anything, he just told us. So Bezdin investigates. They find two Aiden that know, not the ones who wrote the Shtar. They find two Aiden that know he was forced. Is that Mesiras Maidah good? What would you say? Why? But they did know. We're going to have to see the Rabbi Nachman. We're going to have to see that they did know. If they wouldn't have known, the Gemara is saying they had no right to write it. No, but before they have to know before the Kenyan that the Kenyan was forced. They can only write a Shtar Maidah if they know the Shas the Kenyan that it's forced. I'm talking now where they didn't know. The Ramah says, what? A Zvini, yeah. A case of Zvini. If someone's Maisa Maidah, they're not telling me they're Chachamim. They don't know there's such a Gemara. And the Hardoi, they just write it. They write it. They come to Bezin. They wrote the truth. They wrote Pliny, told us it's being forced. Now they go to Bezin. So Bezin says, we know if it's true. They investigate, they find Aiden. So the Ramah, it's fine. It works. Ramah says, what's the Svarah of this Gemara? The Svarah is, if you don't know it, don't write it. Like the Rav says, the person's doing a trick. He's really not being forced, he just wants the cash. The whole thing's a trick. So after Ramah, if you find Aiden, and the Aiden know, so then the Mesiras Maidah works. As I state in Ramah. And Shem Mishpat has three kashes on this. On this Ramah, Shtarka Kashis, he has three questions. He says, Erstens, a shtar that's not allowed to be written is not a shtar. We know, a shtar mugdim. Eidim write a shtar that's predated, that's written the wrong man, which they're not allowed to write. Is not a shtar, we passed in, it's not even a shtar to prove you borrowed, even without this man. A shtar that you're not allowed to write is a shtar. That's first of all. Second of all, he quotes the top Tosis on Me'mam and Aleph. Tosis says, why is a Maida not Mepiyam Alayim Mepiksada? So Tosis says, it's a Takana D'Rabbanan. The Maida is a Takana D'Rabbanan Lahatzil Hananas. Takas Chamimi Lahatzil Hananas. Really, a Maida would be Mepiyam Alayim Mepiksada. Chazal made a Takana of a Maida Lahatzil Hananas to save the one who was Nanas. So that's good if you do the Takana Skachamim. If you're making the Takana Skachamim, it's good. If you're not doing Kafi Takana Skachamim, so how does it work? The Tosfos says, if not for the Takana, it wouldn't be a Shtar. That's the second Kash. Then this Kash is not so stark, because we already know there are four Shitas in this. The Tosfos is just one of four Shitas. And with Lav Dafka, the Rabbeinu Tam himself, the end of Tosfos says, not like the earlier part of Tosfos. But anyway, this is his second kasha. His third kasha, which is Taka Shtarka kasha, is that, he says, 1 minute. In order to be Maisa Maida on a sale, you need two things. You need to know it was forced. That's not good enough, because Tuliya V'Zavon Zvini Zvini. Not good enough to know he's forced. You need both. You need to know he's forced and to know he was Maisa Maida. Right? Because Tuliya V'Zavon is really a sale. So the only way it could be Mevatel Mechira is if you have both. He was forced and he was Maisa Maida. So Frek, the Shar Mishpat, any one of those two things is Chatzi Dava. We said that Edim, right, Eirechot Begabay, Eirechot Bekreiso. A woman has two saris. One in front and one in back. So one, two Edim say that she's a Gedalah, she has two in front, she has a hair in front, two Edim say she has a hair in back. So that's a Gemara Leinach Cheskes Habatim. That's not Mitzdarif. It's a Chatzi Dava. We will master that, at least certainly Eirechot Begabay, Eirechot Bekreiso, no good, but even Shnei Edim Begabay, Shnei Bekreiso is no good. Because it's only something if you take them all them together. So, Frek, the Shar Mishpat, two Edim that he was Maisa Meida, and a different two Edim that he was Nenas, doesn't work. It's Chatzi Davar. Because each of the two Edim are not two Edim for anything. Two Edim say he was forced. That's nothing. Two Edim Zavin is a good sale. Two Edim say he was Maisa Meida. That's nothing. The Sirius Meida by itself is meaningless. Unless you know he was forced. So, this. The starkest tain of all three tainas is that it's a chatzi davar, and therefore it's nothing. He's really saying pshat in this gemara. This gemara says, "Call my daughter like sibay ananya din and beibonsa la my dahi zok the shar mishpat." Why? Because it's chatzi davar. Just to say that it was meisa my daughter is a chatzi davar. It doesn't do anything. And just to say it was forced is also chatzi davar. You have to have both in order for it to be. In order for it to count. Comes out of Chiddush. We're going to talk tomorrow. How did they know that it was that he was forced? No, I don't think anybody's going to say that two Aiden came in front of these two and said, we know he was forced. It won't work. If they know through other people, they have to know themselves. Otherwise, it's a Chatzidah. So, Akoponim, these are the three tainus of the Shem Mishpat. Tomorrow we're going to do Pardisa with the Nesivis there on Tziv Zayin. I think Nesivis is Yudbeis or so, Yudalit. And again, because we want to start moving, I hope to start Matanta Tmirta as well. Also tomorrow, I didn't do it today because not everyone was here yesterday. But again, tomorrow I'm planning to give you at the end of the year.